Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV. Delighted to be joined by the fourth most influential person in boxing. Greg Warren. How are you, mate?
I'm not feeling very influential at the moment.
Why?
No, I'm joking. No, how am I? I'm good. We had it was a cracking show, wasn't it? It was a blinding show. Really good fights. And, you know, AJ done what he had to do in style, absolutely in style. That first knockdown in the first round cemented how it was going to be. And, you know, he's got himself well and truly back in the picture. And I thought the other fights on the card were brilliant. And I thought Nick Ball got absolutely robbed. I think it was dreadful, that decision. And, you know, we can talk about that when you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about kind of, obviously, an emphatic knockout from Anthony Joshua. I mean, prior to that, Frank, what was your honest thoughts on how the fight would play out? As in, not whether Joshua would win or not, but how we would win. Because there was a bit of a split opinion amongst people in boxing. I see a lot of people are kind of backtracking now, saying that, oh, Ngannou's a novice and he should have done that, et cetera, et cetera. But Joshua still had a job to do. But what did you think would happen beforehand?
I generally felt whoever landed the first meaningful heavy-duty punch, the first one who landed, I thought, as I said, I thought that would determine the fight. And, you know, first round, that was a really good shot. You see him practicing it on the screen, and I watched it back home in the dressing room. It's the shot he caught him with. They, you know, he was practicing that with Ben Davison, and that's how it turned out. He caught him with a cracking, really good shot. And don't give me all this nonsense what people keep saying about, you know, he's an MMA fighter, that's why he knocked him out. If he'd have caught most people with that punch and the other two punches in the second round were exactly the same punch, he'd have caught them. He would have done a job with them. They were big punches. He's a big puncher. He's a powerful guy, and he'd done the job.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was good to see, because like I said, there's been the argument over this old boxer versus MMA situation over the last 3 or 4 months. And I think it was, as boxing fans, it was kind of good to see that kind of thing. And Ngannou was okay. There was a little bit of a concern there for a few seconds while he wasn't getting up, but he's okay, thankfully, which is obviously the most important thing. But yeah, a job done for Joshua at the end of the day.
It was. And I've seen a couple of newspapers today talking about freak shows, calling it a freak show. It wasn't a freak show. You know, the fight he had before against Tyson, you know, and no doubt about it, Tyson had an off night. There's no doubt about that. And he clipped Tyson. He caught him on the top of the head with a good shot. But he showed that he could box and he could fight a bit. But you can't just immediately say, so this one was a freak show. Because he did show he could box a bit. But what he'd done, he got caught. He got caught with a good shot and done what he had to do. And And Tyson on the 18th of May will be fighting the guy that beat him twice. So that's going to be intriguing and interesting.
Let's talk about Tyson, Frank. Obviously, he was present during fight week, which was good to see. And back and forth with Ngannou at the press conference. But Tyson, I mean, he's not going to be jumping and raving about Joshua's win. He applauded it. He's respectful from what I saw. He watched the fight and left. I mean,
he cheered him on.
Yeah.
He was sitting next to me. I think Eddie Hearn was sitting next to me, and we were all collectively cheering him on.
Yeah.
So come on, give the man some credit. He wasn't booing him or cheering the other guy on, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not. But I don't know what people expect Fury to do. Like, he came there, obviously he's watching his brother Roman, he was watching Parker. He stated that he thought that Joshua would knock him out in a round. He wanted Joshua to win. I mean, I don't know why people are looking, what they were looking for Tyson to be doing in that situation, apart from what he did.
Well, he went there and enjoyed the fights as a spectator. That's what he did, and enjoyed them. It was a cracking card. It was loads of different scenarios in all the different fights to watch. But it was a very entertaining card, a really good card, and nobody could be disappointed with that. I mean, you've got to be a right miserable sod if you are.
Listen, everyone has something to moan about. Whatever it is, someone has something to moan about. But let's talk about Nick Ball. Nick Ball, obviously, on the end of a draw against Vargas with the knockdowns. Frank, how did you score it, Frank?
I thought Nick lost the first four rounds.
Yeah.
But what he was trying to do was get some momentum. I mean, first of all, let's look at the height difference. I mean, there's a huge disparity in height there. And he was throwing his jab and he was trying to push the fella back, which he was doing. I mean, he was the aggressor in the fight. And let's get it right, Vargas is considered to be the best featherweight in the world. And he took the fight to him and he kept him on the back foot throughout. And he was getting countered a few times. But then when he started getting his range and his distance, and he certainly hurt him a couple of times, I felt he really, certainly the second half, I thought he won most of the rounds in the second half for the fight. Plus, he had the two knockdowns, and they were 10-8 rounds. So he won the fight. And it really annoys me when, people are talking about various people. And with the Mauricio Suleiman, I'm going to call him later today, where he's talking about how we can improve the scoring of fights, how we can, let's have, maybe extra judges or bring like the boxing's equivalent to VAR. We don't need that. We need competent officials. And the guy was incompetent. And the worst thing about it is, he'd go on very, very quickly, the Italian. He was an Italian, wasn't it? The one who I think it was Italian.
I believe so.
Yeah. He will go on and be appointed to fight for another world title fight. And he shouldn't. Should be downgraded. Like they do with Premiership referees. Downgrade them. Don't keep saying, we'll forget about that. On to the next one. Then we don't have to talk about VARs or whatever. Make them accountable. Accountable for what they do to people's lives, the boxers' lives, to Nick Ball. Nick Ball should today be sitting there with a belt, with that belt round his waist. He won that fight. Everybody in the venue, I don't think it was one person said the other guy won, except for the Italian. Dreadful decision. Dreadful decision.
That's going to feel like, even though he didn't lose the fight, that is going to feel like a defeat to Nick Ball, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's not the point, is it? You go out there. I mean, listen, every fighter who gets in the ring gives their all. He gives all of his all. He gives everything he can. I mean, he doesn't stop. As soon as that bell goes, he's like on you, and he's fighting. He fights his heart out. And I thought it was really sad. I mean, it was a tough fight for him. It's always going to be a tough fight because of the height. But, we took a calculated risk. I felt he could beat him, or I wouldn't have made the fight. I felt he could beat him. And he did beat him, and he got robbed. He got absolutely robbed. So, it's not a loss on his record, but he should be the champion.
What's the deal with in regards to getting a rematch on with Vargas?
Well, apparently they had an interim title, and it was and they want the interim champion to fight Vargas. So we'll see. And as I say, I'm going to speak to Mauricio today and see where we go. But you know, Nick's with us, and we'll make sure and work hard to get him back in the ring in June. And it, hopefully it will be a rematch, or if not, another version of the title.
Possibility the rematch happen on the June 1st card, Frank?
Sorry?
Could the rematch happen on the June 1st?
I don't know. We've got a couple of shows in June, so we'll have to look and see what direction we go in.
Right. Joseph Parker, surviving two knockdowns from Zile Zhang to overcome Zhang, like I said, in a very entertaining fight as well.
It was. He fought the fight at Zhang's pace for the first round, and then Zhang, you know, Zile, after about, was it seven rounds, he started slowing, and he got back into the fight, and you've got to take your hat to him. That's five wins on the trot since he got beat by Joe Joyce. He's done extremely well, Joe. He's a lovely fella, and good luck to him. And with Zile, we're getting back in a big fight as well in the summer.
Will there be a rematch there, Frank?
There's a rematch clause in there, and I'm quite sure he'll call for the rematch.
Absolutely. But yeah, you know, I think top to bottom, it was a different card, obviously, because the Day of Reckoning was more littered with the heavyweights, but there were some really good matchups, and that obviously Gavin Gwynn losing to Mark Chamberlain.
Mark boxed well, and Gavin sustained that horrible eye injury in the first round. But Mark boxed extremely well. Gavin had come again, no doubt about it. We'll sort him out. But that was it was a shame it weren't for the European title as well. That was because it wasn't in Europe, they wouldn't sanction it. But it was a cracking fight, and Mark looked good and did well.
Absolutely. But yeah, it was a great show. Like I said, there was always going to be talking points and exciting fights off the back of that. And I think it really delivered from top to bottom, that whole card delivered.
And that's what it's about at the end of the day, Kirk. It's about, you know, it's about delivering the good fights. Of course, and all the results worked out well at the end of the day in whatever way you want to look at it. They've all worked out well because there could be some rematches there. You know, other than Nick, I should say, they worked out well. But whatever, you know, it opens the door for more big fights and other fights. So I'm really pleased with it. And, you know, the heavyweight division is just getting stronger and stronger, and it's setting up some good fights to see what happens after Tyson fights Usyk, because then it's going to open up a bit, and we're going to see some really cracking heavyweight fights.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come on to Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk in a second. But Frank, we are still awaiting the formal announcement of June the 1st. What can you tell us?
I can tell you won't be waiting too much longer.
Could it be later on today?
Hope so. I'm not sure yet, so I can't even say this is what it is and hold up, put an embargo on it till it comes out. I'm hoping it will do.
Well, listen, either way, obviously this is something...
You're going to love it. You're going to love the announcement. You're going to love the announcement and what's in there. Keep an eye out for it today, everybody, because you're going to love it.
But to the understanding, we're not going to learn everything about it. Some things are going to be left kind of to a bit of mystery.
But that's it. That's true. That is true, because we've only just decided on the weights. So now we've got to work out who the fighters are going to be, which we'll do. And there's another little announcement in there as well, which is going to be brilliant.
I've heard about this as well, Frank, by the way. So
someone's grasped it. There's only a few people in the room. Yeah.
Well, there was only a few people in the room the other day when Tyson and Ngannou were having a little word-to-word with each other.
Yeah, well, these days, that's the problem, isn't it? There's too many people out there. I don't know.
But, yeah, I think people are going to be, like you said, very excited about that. And that's 2 weeks after Fury and Usyk. I mean, that two-week period is going to be absolutely insane.
It is. I mean, we've got such a... I mean, so exciting at the moment. I mean, I honestly can't tell you. It's just for me, I just love every minute of it. It's just something going on all the time. And we're just making things happen. We've got a cracking show on this weekend coming up, at Return of the Seven. Some brilliant fights on that card. That's going to be a great night of boxing for people to watch. No doubt about that. Great night of boxing.
Yeah, I think this is the other thing I was going to talk to you about. Obviously, with all this stuff that happening in Saudi at the high profile top end. The UK shows, which there's always a concern that they're being neglected, not just from your side, but from Matchroom side and wherever. But yeah, you're returning straight away with that show in Birmingham a week after the show from Saudi on Saturday. So
we are, and I've got to be honest, and there'll be some other shows we're announcing in, I would think, in the next sort of couple of weeks that are going to be crackers over here. I mean, really, really good shows, really good quality shows, some really good fights.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Frank,
I'll keep saying that, you know, and you're more or less getting these big fights. I mean, it was a bit of a delay on Saturday, but, you know, what was it, 12:30, the main event come on you. That's not the end of the world, is it? It's not 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think I see some tweets about it, and they said, well, Anthony Joshua did end up fighting on Saturday. But yeah, listen, these are the way these things work. I mean, look, as fight fans, we're kind of used over the years to kind of waiting up for late night, 5 o'clock Vegas fights. So I don't know why everyone's kind of, you know, they know what the score is in terms of a time difference. It is what it is. I mean,
yeah, and that is it. But anyway, we had a great event, and as I say, we continue with that on the Saturday coming up in the Midlands.
Absolutely. So, Frank, how have you found, like, the week working with Matchroom, working with Hearn? And it's weird, but not really weird anymore. I think we're kind of getting used to it. It's not just yourself and Eddie. It's like the teams around each other, like your Frank Smiths and your Andy Aylins, or just everyone just kind of in the same place and helping put on the show.
Look, I've got to be honest, it's been refreshing. It's been good. It's the second one, isn't it, now? And it's been, we've all had a bit of a blast with it. It's been good fun. And obviously there's a lot of competitiveness there between us and the teams. But it's all done in a more friendly fashion than it used to be. That's for sure. But come June the 1st, the gloves will be off.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. Like, we've heard comments from Hearn saying, you know, we're going to destroy Queensbury, and it's really going to be interesting, this setup, because it's all, we're going to see that rivalry, but for the right reasons, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to see fights, and that's what it's all about. There'll be winners and losers. That's the business we're in, and from the promotional companies, it's about, you know, putting that behind you and getting on to the next one. And you know, that'll happen. But for me, you know, we are focused on winning that on the first. I mean, we want the bragging rights. We want to be puffing up with our chest and telling everybody we told you so. So it's going to, you know, don't worry about that. This is going to be, I can imagine coming right up to the show. I think we're maintaining a bit of civility, but I'm quite sure there's going to be some fun around it.
I think it should be billed Warren versus Hearn rather than Queensbury versus Matchroom, though.
No, they should be the old geezer and the other fella.
The other fella. Frank, I know I spoke to you in my interview with yourself and Eddie the other day, but obviously a lot depends on what happens on May the 18th. But, and we know that Tyson's got the two-way rematch clause with Alexander Usyk. But is there a small possibility that the prospect of Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury, if Fury is to beat Usyk on May the 18th, could still happen this year?
Well, I mean, you've got to look at it. First of all, they're getting paid a ton of money. And the rematch clause is not just there for Tyson, it's there also for Usyk. And, if you remember, Tyson made it very clear at one stage he wasn't interested in rematch. You know, he'd just go for the fight. But the rematch clause is there because it was requested and we just wanted to get the fight on. If Usyk loses, he'll call for the rematch. And if he doesn't, then obviously we've got to look at it in another direction. But for the money that's involved, I'd be surprised, being very honest about it, if he didn't call for the rematch.
Yeah, I mean, this is a time will tell situation, obviously. We'll have to see what happens.
And all we really need to do, I mean, it's like we always want to know more and more about what's, you know, after this one, after that, next one. Let's get this 18th out of the way, first of all, because it's going to be a cracker of a fight. It's the fight of the century. Four belts on the line. The two best heavyweights in the world, contrary to what people are saying at the moment, they are the two best heavyweights in the world. And we'll see where we go from there. And as I say, all these other guys, they're all coming through. AJ, Barker, he's resurrected his career. Amman, Daniel, got Hergovich there. A few other guys, they're all milling round. They're in good positions. They're all, two of them are mandatory challengers for their respective organisations, the WBO and the IBF. So it's really interesting times. There's no doubt about that.
Frank, in regards to the card, the undercard that will take place, is it a mirror of the card that was meant to happen in February?
Some of the fighters will be on there, but we'll release that in due course. What's, you know, who's who?
Okay, so not specifically the exact card, but there could be some.
Yeah. But I would believe the majority would be on there. For example, Moses would definitely be on that card.
Yeah. It was good to see Tyson and Alexander Usyk's manager, Igor Klimas, Pally Pally again after their heated Zoom call they had a month ago.
He was lucky. Paris was there. She was going to give him her frying pan. And I said to her, being the most appropriate gift for you, but you missed Pancake Day. But you know what they call people with those frying pans on Pancake Day.
Yeah, but it was good to see them two together.
It was behind, and it's as I say, there's a lot of things being said. A lot of people feed these stupid conspiracy theories sometimes, and I think that gets a little bit annoying because you spend time having to, you know, on the phone. No, look, it was a cut. No, it wasn't. He didn't cut himself 2 weeks before. No, it's not a timeline. You get all this garbage that comes out. He's walking around with stitches in his eye. They haven't just appeared from nowhere. He's injured. That's it. Get on with it. It's rescheduled in the contract. It's got a rescheduling date. You know, has it in there? Somebody gets injured. All title fights have them in there. Somebody gets injured, we push them back to the first available date or when they'll be ready, when the injury's healed. So yeah, we got all that. But, you know, it is what it is. Probably made the fight more and more now, more interest in it, as if there weren't enough anyway.
Yeah, I think that whole situation was handled like very well from a public perspective, because we learnt the news of a cut on the Friday. All this ridiculous speculation came out on the Friday. Then when you guys did that Zoom call with His Excellency Turki Alalshehir and Usyk and Fury, etc., when that happened, it kind of then the date was announced, and it's like, right, forget about it now. That's the new date. Move on, which was a good way of doing it, and the public knew what was going on.
Exactly.
Frank, just a couple of other things, kind of unrelated. What are you thinking about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, which was announced last week for Netflix?
Look, I don't know. I like Jake Paul and I like Nikita. They're great guys, and I like what Jake's done in promoting. As a promoter, he's done extremely well, and he's now got a license and he does what he's got to do. Do I like the idea of Mike Tyson at the age of 58 stepping into the ring? Of course I don't. not for me. But look, it's not my business. It's their business. Let's get on with it. I mean, I can criticize it and shout about it. It's mad. It wouldn't happen in this country, would it? Because the border control would not allow it to happen. It wouldn't happen in Saudi because the border control, along with the Saudi commission, wouldn't allow it. But if he's going to fight, they're going to fight on, then get on with it and do what they got to do. There'll be a market for it and an audience for it. But don't include what happened this weekend with that fight, because, you know, he was an act. Ngannou, you know, he's not 58 years of age.
No, absolutely not. Why? Was there a suggestion? People comparing?
One of the newspapers this morning I was reading was sort of calling it a freak show, but, you know, it's not a freak show. It was a fight before the fight. Nobody was saying it was a freak show before the fight. They're saying that the Tyson against him was going to be a freak show, and they got it all wrong.
Correct.
This one with AJ went out and done a job. He done a job and executed his tactics perfectly. No doubt about that.
Frank, during the course of that knockout chaos, there was a couple of fights there being rumoured to be in talks or whatever. One being Conor Benn and Manny Pacquiao, and one being Chris Eubank Jr. and Terence Crawford. I mean, that was in the mix of all that stuff going on in Saudi, obviously. What's your thoughts on those two fights, Frank?
I think Chris Eubank's against Terence Crawford. You know, Terence Crawford's he's probably one of the best. He's certainly in the top two or three, if not the top fighter out there at the moment. You can't blame Chris Eubank for wanting to fight him because it's a massive payday. But I think that as far as him beating Terence Crawford, I'd be very surprised. And as for the other one, our old Manny, I mean, Manny's he's got to be, 40-odd years of age now?
So, yeah, you're more in favour of the Crawford-Eubank one as opposed to the Ben.
And Conor Ben, you know, I don't know. I've got to be honest. I don't want to talk about Conor Ben. I've sort of aired my views on that enough out there and in the past. And whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. I've got no influence over it. Whatever they do, they're going to do.
It's interesting because
we were unaware that was taking place, that press conference. So that wasn't anything to do with the Riyadh season.
What, you're talking about Ben and Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult. Like I said, I don't know. Obviously, these things are not confirmed fights. It was just they were both there. And same with the Eubank stuff. That was kind of stuff that they were in talks. But I suppose everyone wants to put their stuff on a big fight week and to see if they
get it. Yeah, of course. I'll get that. Understand that. Yeah.
So, all roads now lead, obviously, with the, like, kind of moving away from kind of the domestic stuff that's happening between now and May 18th. It's all about May 18th, really, isn't it, Frank? Now,
It is, in a big way, you know. And it is the biggest fight of this century to date. There's no doubt about it. And two undefeated fighters in there and both. And, you know, everybody's got a view on who will win it and why they'll win it and so forth, but we won't find out until tonight. I mean, I've got my views as well, and I'm convinced Tyson will win it and win it in style. I'm as convinced about this as I was the second fight Tyson had with Deontay.
Yeah. You know what, Frank? You made a good point. I think, I don't know whether it's just kind of the British boxing fans or I don't know what it is, but There's a tendency there. Did it with Fury when he fought Wilder. Beforehand, Wilder was like stone cold killer, would knock Fury out, et cetera, et cetera. Tyson has that fight, the second and the third fight, and it's like almost dismissive of what Wilder is. And I see that with the Ngannou and Joshua situation. Even when Joshua fought Otto Wallin, people were saying that was a 50-50 fight beforehand. once you've said it, we've all got receipts. They said that. And then afterwards, it was like, oh, why was he in there wallet? I mean, make your fucking mind up. I mean, seriously.
Well, I'm with you on that. And add to that, Tyson, in the first and second fight, went in and was the underdog with the bookmakers on both fights. Underdog. And he did, you know, and they talked like, oh, he's nothing, Wilder. And Wilder had him on the first fight, had him on the floor a couple of times. And the third fight, up on the floor. You know, the fight he had against Parker, I mean, he definitely did not look the fighter he was. There's no doubt about that.
Do you think Wilder possibly could return in the summer on one of these Saudi cards?
Or that I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if he fight again. I mean, he's still, you know, it was a very strange fight, wasn't it? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he didn't even look like Wilder in the fight. To me, he didn't look like it. And I was, you know, quite disappointed in his performance. But
Wilder and Ngannou, is that a possibility?
Who's that?
Wilder and Ngannou?
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of connotations. Again, let's see what happens. I mean, the dust has got to settle after Friday night. Let the dust settle, and then we can look and see what we where we go with everybody. You know, everybody's involved. You know, we've got contractual positions with boxers, so you know, we'll see where we go with it all.
Okay.
And the lower weights as well, and the lower weights. I mean, you know. I mean, he's going to feature in a few fights. There's no doubt about it. Mark Chamberlain, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he's top of the pops there.
Yeah, it's exciting times for Chamberlain. Yeah, after a very good win over against Kevin Gwynn, who's been in good form as well. Let's not take that away. Yeah. Gwynn's been in some good form coming into that fight.
He has. Excuse me. No doubt about that.
All right, Frank. Well, listen, much appreciate your time. Fantastic week last week for Knockout Chaos. It really was. And, it delivered the title.
Sorry, go on, mate.
No, I was going to say now, like, this is like now the hub, isn't it? This is, we could look forward to, obviously, we've had this show. We've got May 18th. We've got June the 1st. We're definitely going to have a couple more before 2024 is out. These fights are...
We're certainly well in a new Riyadh season. There's no doubt about that. And what's happened, it's basically what happened when Vegas opened up. That's what's happened there. I mean, you know, as far as fights are concerned. But the Riyadhs, I mean, you think over the weekend they had a big football match on there, international match.
Yeah.
Then they the
F1.
I mean, that's a bit of a sporting weekend. It's unbelievable what's going on. It's just fabulous for sport.
Absolutely. So, yeah, long may it continue. As long as we're getting the fights, Frank, then what are you going to moan about?
Listen, me, I love it. As I say, for me, it's unbelievable, and I can't thank His Excellency enough for his commitment to the sport, because it's been great for everybody involved, including yourselves, me, everybody involved is having a brilliant time, and it's exciting times. And thank you as well for all what you do leading up to the fight, all the promotion and everything. It's brilliant.
Shit stirring, Frank. Yeah, that's what you said I was doing the other day. Not anymore. That's all over now.
Oh, listen, you know that. But yeah, anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love it, Frank. And I wouldn't apologise for it either. But yeah, was that a Prosecco night or a champagne night? Friday.
Oh. I think there's a bit of champagne, don't you?
A little bit of champagne in there, I think.
Yeah, it was, you know, the finish, AJ's finish, that was definitely a bit of champagne. Was Nick Ball, that was definitely a champagne performance with Tizer judging. Not even Asti Spermenti, that Italian. Is it Asti Spermenti? That's their one, isn't it? Yeah. Lambrusco. What that was.
White Lightning.
Yeah.
Frank Warren, have you got anything else you'd like to add, Frank, before we go?
No, I'll just say, don't forget to tune in Saturday. TNT, we've got a great event. It'll be a great event. You love your boxing, you'll love the event.
Absolutely. Frank, just a quick one before I let you go. Dylan White is returning to action. I'm sure you would have seen on a show in Ireland on Sunday. You, Could you be possibly work with Dylan White again?
If he's clear, I'm sure we could sort something out if he's clear to box. He's fighting in Ireland. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's fighting Christian Hammer on Sunday in Ireland. So, kind of return. So it was only announced 2 or 3 days ago. So, yeah.
Right, good luck.
Well, he's all been out of the ring for a while, hasn't he? See, obviously, since the Tyson fight, he's been out of the ring for a while. So,
if he's clear, if he is clear, then terrific. Good for him if he's clear.
Yeah. Okay, Frank, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV this Monday afternoon now. We will catch up with you in Birmingham this weekend.
Look forward to seeing you. All the best.
Top man. Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly.
Sports Social Podcast Network.